This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, thank you for coming
back.
The
band is back together.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, sorry, I was waiting for the phone call.
Were you? What did you think yesterday? Because I texted you first before the boss texted.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Because I was just like, are you around?
Yeah.
Because I think Nick might text you. And I was I was just antsy. I needed to know.
No, you were like, are you around tomorrow? And I was like, for a while, walk. I was like, no, Dave, I'm not going for a walk with you. And then it occurred to me that you must have needed me to come in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're, luckily for everybody, I'm violently unemployed.
Yeah.
So I was around, you know.
You still get asked to do like teaching stuff.
What you can do is you can sign up to this app.
Oh yeah.
And then you can like put in where, like the days that you're off. But I don't do Mondays and I don't do Fridays either.
Okay.
And occasionally I'll go back to the school where I used to work.
Okay.
Because they love having me back.
Very nice.
But I'm very much the personality hire, I think.
And what do you teach? You do teach like sixth class?
Yeah, so it's primary, so I can do anything from junior up to sixth.
Oh, that's cool. What do you prefer? What class do you prefer?
I like the middle ones. I like the ones who...
Third, fourth class.
Yeah, the one, maybe second, third.
Oh yeah.
They can read already. They're still kind of cute.
Ah, very good.
You know, they're not high risk. The juniors and the seniors are high risk because they need to learn how to read and write and stuff.
Yes.
And if you mess that one up, well, they're pretty messed up forever. You know, so it's high risk.
It's all on and then
the older ones are way too cheeky.
Okay, are you know? They?
So the middle ones are still kind of cute, but they can read and write. So I think that's kind of like a happy medium.
Does anyone bully you?
I've been bullied in my past, yeah. And usually they're taller than me as well, which is always really humbling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I remember when I got sixth class the first time going in, walking in the morning, and I looked like one of them.
Are you nice, teacher?
They're nice to me, I'll be nice back, like.
Okay.
Do you know? Ah, yeah, no, I'm pretty fair.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I'd be a bit worried about you.
I get a bit stressed sometimes.
Yeah, do you?
I get stressed. Sometimes I get really overwhelmed, you know?
Yeah, that's fair
like
enough.
Sometimes I'm like, to my SNA, I'm like, I need the brain break today.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Would you have an SNA in your class?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel like judged?
No.
Okay.
No.
Like you have backup?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Like my last one, Catherine, legend.
Right.
Yeah. She'd do whatever she wanted, like. she'd do whatever I wanted her to do.
Anyone listening is just like, I really hope I don't have boring as the teacher of my child
like,
anytime
please,
soon.
Please give him a full time gig so he doesn't have to go back to school.
It's much better on the radio.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was great to see you. We might see you again tomorrow.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Sure, I'm around anyway, as I said.
Good stuff. He's there slipping something into Adam Nolan's tea.
Yeah. Fionnuala J texted me yesterday being like, oh, are you back on Spin tomorrow? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, did you pay for an Etsy wish? I was like, don't be so mean.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? It's 3 minutes past seven on the 27th of April, 2026. Emma, Dave and Fiona, but no Emma. Good morning, Padraig Wilson-McCarthy.
Good morning, David Hammond.
I got a voice note from Emma yesterday giving a little, I suppose, insight as to what life would have been like if she did arrive to work this morning, and it would have been this.
Hello, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and you're listening to Fully Charged.
Now, can I just say...
That's very bad.
Can I just say, I could do that. I'm in perfect health. I'm in the green today.
Yeah.
68%. I'm really
surprised
well.
You haven't
watch
done
this,
it yet.
Watch this.
It spins fully charged. It's everything, Fiona. I'm so sorry, I have no voice.
Come here, look. Like there is a dose acting. Going around.
There is a dose going around.
Have you had the dose yet?
No, not yet.
No.
I don't know how, because I've been stuck in a room with Emma Nolan for the last week.
Yeah, okay. And she was sick.
Dosed.
Was she?
Yeah, she was.
So she was dosed and she was having to deal with a dose as well.
Exactly, there you go. Multiple doses in the room. Welcome back, Padraig.
Thank you. It's like the band is back together.
Yeah, I know. It's
you know,
nice
this
to have
is
you.
What it must have been like when the Spice Girls reunited.
Exactly.
You know?
And Emma, we wish you the best of luck.
Obviously, yes, Emma.
And get your voice back, even though we could all do the...
It's fun in charge.
It's so easy, like. And you know the other one where they call you, oh, sorry, it's just...
Yeah.
I know, really.
Oh, we've all been there.
So sore, like.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, God, you sound
after
awful.
A heavy weekend,
the only
I've
time
been there.
It was ever real was when we did that the comedy night for Spain in December. God. And I literally arrived to work... Hello.
The next morning.
Everybody.
Absolutely useless. Especially when you need to use your voice, unfortunately.
Yeah. Not great.
No, it's not ideal.
Not fantastic. Anyway, speaking of not great, the show starts then.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
But for now, though, producer Callum,
are you ready for a bit of public humiliation on a Monday morning? Potter, you're off scot-free.
See, this is the best thing about this now, is that I have nothing to fear here.
What a week it was last week. Akon and Neo did three nights in the Three Arena. I guess you spoke about it on the show last week with him and the giant ball.
Yeah. Hamster wheel. Hamster ball.
Crazy. The weather is getting nicer, and it was Dave's 31st birthday last week.
It was.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
I really kind of wish it did say, I welcome you to the worst bits of when Padraig was on a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely not. There was no worst bits.
No, I prepared.
They were all fantastic.
All brilliant.
I prepared all this last week, so no time for movement. I start off with a personal worst bit that I have been doing the last couple of weeks. Microsoft update on a Monday morning, get in the bin.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
That's off.
I got into the office at 5:50 this morning, a little bit earlier than normal,
yeah.
Not even anticipating it. My computer did not work until 6:15.
Yeah. I saw the stress in your face and I knew not to say much. I had come in, I was trying to catch up with everyone because I haven't been in a few weeks, and I looked over at Callum and I was like, I'm not even going to say hello to him. I could
good
see.
Choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Really good choice.
There was sweat falling from his brow.
My computer updates will take 7 minutes. It was unskippable. Well,
no,
I had to do it.
That's like the washing machine at home when it says, yeah, that there's 5 minutes left and you're there for 15. It's just a lie.
Like, what was it doing?
I know. I don't use my computer at the weekend.
No,
anyway,
it's had all weekend. Yeah, what was it doing?
Anyway, let's go to some worst bits from the show. On Thursdays, Dave takes on the girly quiz after 8:30. And somehow last week, he managed to sneak in not one, not two, but three Shrek references.
That's a talent.
Onions have layers.
They sure do.
That is a Shrek reference. Mm. You're welcome.
You start looking like Lord Farquaad. Another Shrek reference.
That'll do, donkey.
Three.
I just wanted to get the three.
Yeah, but like, it's funny that you felt like you had to like actually state that it was a Shrek reference when they're the most obvious ones in the world.
Yeah, fair.
Your Shrek impression has to be worked on, though. last week was a week where Emma was getting her words jumbled a little bit. Firstly, talking about Olivia Dean.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to win your way to Olivia Dean, Olivia.
Olivia Dean.
Olivia Dean.
That was perfect.
It's in fairness, we were talking about dinner and the trimmings, and I think she had dinner on the brain there at about 7:20.
You're the worst people to be around if you blunder like.
Unfortunately. And then she got stuck on a very fancy car brand.
We're talking Royals Roarses and Lake Arrowhead.
Royals Roarses? I love a Royals Roarse.
I have a cold, so things are even harder today. Sorry.
Scooby-Doo. Royals Roarse.
Royals Roarse.
That is so lousy. No wonder she's not in.
She one little slip up, but we're like, what?
Yeah,
no. Scooby-Doo.
I would have taken today off as well if I was her.
It was Dave's birthday on Wednesday, as we mentioned, and Emma went all out to get him something very special from Smith's Toys. But it didn't go to plan when he revealed that he actually already had this.
Oh, no.
This is the hand speed challenge.
Oh, my God, I got this for Christmas. I love this thing. Sorry, but now I can do two at the same time.
Forget everything, babe.
No, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have said I already had it. I didn't mean to. Yeah, that was my bad. For years, whenever my brother would get a present, he'd always be like, I already have this. And I'd be like, don't say that.
Don't explicitly state
so
it.
So rude.
Just re-gift it.
Yeah, and
you know?
It's still on my desk.
My mum notoriously, my aunt will always give her the receipt first. Because she always has to bring it back.
Clever.
Very good. It was all good, though, because we had a backup plan of Claire Byrne for Dave. So you can catch the full surprise of that on the Fully Charged Recharge podcast. And finally, there was way too much Aladdin on the show last week.
Was there?
Street rat.
I don't buy that. But if they looked closer. Apart from Magic Carpet Ride, can you think of one other movie song from Aladdin? Because my brain isn't working. I need three wishes.
No, I can't remember. Never had a friend like. Yeah. Never had a friend, never had a friend. Yeah. Prince Ali, fabulous, he, Ali Ababa.
When the penny drops.
Yeah. I got them all.
Yeah.
I got them all.
Yeah, man. Class.
I've been producer Callum, and they were the worst bits
of
last week.
Well done.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, as always. As we said, your chance to win with McDonald's before 7:30 this morning went up to 200 quid.
I feel like all I saw at the weekend was people going over to London to do the marathon.
Sorry, I was like, is this in Ireland? Everyone was there.
Everyone was over there. And I'm glad you're saying this now, because I know that you and I have very different algorithms.
Yes, very.
But obviously, we both saw that everyone was gone over there.
I thought it was nuts. I was there like, I had a little bit of fun. FOMO. I was like, should I be there?
I did too. It sent me spiraling. I was like, maybe I should
like
be there.
Crack,
like. It looked like great crack.
I thought, to be running it
like,
now, but
a couple of people that I follow were there. Danielle Collins was there.
I see she ran it.
Now
yeah.
She's a bit of a runner anyway. And then I followed this guy called Sean Hill. He's from your neck of the woods, I think. And he's he was originally he worked for Ryanair or for Aer Lingus, so like right. He flies all over the world and like you could just follow his journey or whatever, but then he started running as well, and it's like really interesting because he runs in all these different countries.
Cool.
Now I don't run, by the way. I actually don't even know how long a marathon is. I don't even think I've ever broke
26 miles, 42 kilometres.
42 kilometres. I don't think I've ever broken 5.
No, right? I've never done more than 5.
No, and I couldn't be bothered. It's too long to be my own brain.
That's a lie. I did do 5.3, but that's because I forgot to stop packing it.
Okay,
and I walked around my house for it after.
Yeah, okay, fair enough, getting the steps in. I was watching it anyway closely enough because I kind of had no choice. I wasn't doing much else at the weekend, and I noticed that there was loads of celebrities doing it as well.
Oh, go on.
And then I kind of got like fixated with finding out like how fast the celebrities were.
Oh yeah, right? Sure. Harry Styles runs, doesn't he?
Harry Styles runs.
I know someone on your list.
Who?
Cynthia Erivo
was actually top of my list. I was shocked by this, right? Because when I was looking at Cynthia Erivo, the reason I first saw that she'd ran it is because they were, when she got to the finish line, they played her singing Defying Gravity.
No.
Right? And I was kind of like, that's awful. Can you imagine, right, the battle of having to like keep in your head telling yourself you keep going, keep going, keep going, and then so all you're listening to is your own voice in your head for 4 hours. And you get to the end of the marathon.
Whoa,
and then you hear yourself blaring. I turn around and I walk the opposite direction.
You do the other 26 miles backwards.
Absolutely so embarrassing, right? But so when I saw her time, she did it in 3 hours 21 minutes, right?
Wow.
And 40 seconds. I was like, oh Christ, no. I was like, come on, you could do better than that, Cynthia.
Really?
Right. But I didn't realise that was actually really, really good.
That's incredible.
I thought we were all doing sub 2 hours. You know, I didn't have
the
a
world
clue.
Record was literally just broken yesterday.
Literally, right?
Was it 1 hour 59?
1 hour 59:30 seconds. Yeah, yeah.
Four.
He was doing an average of two. He was doing a kilometre in two minutes and 50 seconds.
Oh my
which
god
is
I can't even drive
insane.
That
yeah no it's absolutely insane, right? So I was looking at some other celebrities that were doing it, so I was thinking what we might do this morning is you can tell me if you think that they went faster or slower than Cynthia Erivo.
Brilliant.
Right, so the first one I have for you is James Norton, the actor.
James Norton definitely did it slower than Cynthia Erivo.
Why would you say that?
I don't know, because I don't know what he looks like.
Okay, James Norton. I think James Norton is one of the people that was like tipped to be the next Bond, like.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah, fit man, right?
Oh, okay.
But you're right, he did it in 4 hours and 29.
Class.
Right? So I'm kind of like, that's so embarrassing.
4 hours 29.
Cynthia Erivo beat you.
4 hours 29. But this is still such an unbelievable
It is
score.
Unbelievable. But then I'm like, should Cynthia be the next Bond now instead of James Norton?
But also, my dad runs marathons.
Does he?
And 2 years ago he did sub 4.
It's really?
Yeah.
Now isn't it a pity you didn't take after your dad in that sense of the
I
word?
I know.
Right?
In every sense of the word.
Yeah, right. Spencer.
He's taller, he's handsome, he's got lovely hair.
Yeah, yeah. Spencer Matthews, what you reckon?
Spencer Matthews, I'd say probably did it in 2 hours 15. Like, that man is a freak for marathons. See, he runs them in his sleep.
He does them all the time.
So I'd say he was very quick.
He was very quick. Do you think he was quicker or slower than Cynthia?
Than Cynthia. I think he was quicker.
He was quicker. Yeah, you're right. But he did it in 3 hours and 4 seconds.
Oh my god.
Wouldn't you be sickened?
You'd be fumed.
I'd be sickened.
Oh my god, the poor fella.
Yeah, honestly, right?
There's nothing poor about him, but
no.
Still.
Joe Wicks, the body coach.
Now, this is interesting. Faster or slower than Cynthia?
Yeah, we're going. She's our marker.
Okay, Joe Wicks.
So remember now, she did it in 3 hours 21.
I think he did it in 3 hours 19.
He actually did it in 5 hours and 51.
What?
Yeah, but they're right, so like,
was he late?
What's going around, right, is that like Joe Wicks, the body coach, people are like slagging him online because he did it in 5 hours and 51. He actually ran it alongside someone dressed up as Daddy Pig from Peppa Pig.
Fair play,
right? For charity.
Fair,
right?
Play.
And then I'm going to give you one more. AJ Pritchard
I'd imagine is still running it.
5:15.
Yeah.
But Curtis, we don't have a time for because we don't think that he finished it at all.
How's Trish?
Trish also didn't do the marathon.
Audric, as a former teacher who may go back to teaching, you're currently on a break at the
yes.
moment. Would you try and influence people to become a teacher?
Is that a trick question?
No, it's not. It's a genuine, would you say yes, do it?
If it's something that you'd like to do, then go and do it.
Okay, interesting.
Go for it, why?
Very government answer.
Yeah, I know. You've been working for the government for way too long. I'm conscious of the teacher bashing that goes on.
Well, it's nothing to do with the teacher bashing, but it is a TikTok I saw the other day from this girl called Ellie, and she said, I've developed an urge to become a primary school teacher. Someone de-influence me.
Okay.
So I was reading through the comments.
I think I might have commented.
You did a lot that I could see, yeah, anyway.
Good.
But there was a couple of comments that I thought, well, that would definitely de-influence me to become a teacher. Olivia said, my best friend is a primary school teacher. She has a child who hides fruit all around the classroom, and he refuses to tell her where they are hidden until she can smell them
when
they've gone off.
I've been there.
Hope this helps.
Yeah, I've been there. Do you know the way sometimes you have boxes where you put your books in?
Yeah.
Well, like, kids will have boxes that they put their books in, and like sometimes you find things in there that could be there for years.
Oh my God.
And they stink.
This one says, oh dear, I thought it was a fart, but it was a poo. I'm going to need some help. That was a quote from an 8-year-old boy in my class.
Yeah, it happens.
Teacher here, don't do it. My friend, also a teacher, had to get a tetanus shot recently. Hope this helps.
Yeah, I've had a few of those as well.
How much do you like tying shoelaces?
Well, you see, this is my issue.
Usually the ones that are covered in mud.
Yeah. You see, my thing about the shoelaces is, right, if you're teaching, particularly in a boys' school, you'll notice that quite often their aim is off.
Yes.
So when they're in the toilet and they come out of the toilet, and if you have to go in for whatever reason, you'll notice that there's a lot of wee on the floor.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, where does the wee go? But also onto their shoelaces.
Yeah.
And then there's me tying their shoelaces.
Oh, my God.
Knowing full well that there's probably pee.
You must get so sick, because kids pick up everything, don't
you? You pick up things, but then you also build up an immune system to it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But what I will say is, and I'm going to cause a controversy here, I spend most of my holidays when I was a teacher sleeping, because there's no tiredness like it.
Fair enough.
It's exhausting.
It seems it.
It is exhausting.
And I have been officially de-influenced.
Yeah, there you go.
You're probably de-influenced to go back.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's not a hole. Not a hole.
Every single day on the show this week, we got chances to win up to €200 cash with thanks to McDonald's, as their breakfast just got a spicy upgrade.
McDonald's have teamed up with Frank's Red Hot Ketchup with a fiery twist on your breakfast. It's the same McDonald's you love, just with a bit more kick.
Yeah, it's available from tomorrow until June 8th. It's served until 11 a.m. at participating restaurants, and we have cash to give away on the show. Michelle is on to play. How was your weekend, Michelle?
It was great. I'm just after moving into a new house, so it was very busy.
Very nice.
You could do with a bit of cash, so Michelle.
Yeah, you could.
100%. It would really help towards it.
What would you be buying first? What's first on the to buy list?
Oh, gosh, what would I take off the next? Probably a Hoover would be a good start.
That's a great start.
Oh my God, but also it's so grown up and boring, isn't it?
I know.
I know, isn't it so boring? You know, especially with the sun.
Yes. There's a woman in the office.
I should have been spending the weekend, like, out in the beer garden.
Yeah, priorities. Like, there's a woman in the office here, and she's got a Hoover, and the Hoover goes on her back.
Yeah, she's like,
and I swear, whenever I get my own home, it's the first thing I'm going to buy. I think it's so exciting. So we'll try and win you one of those.
All right, Michelle, welcome on in to the show, and let's see if we can win you some cash with McDonald's. Basically, you're on to play Heated Questions. You've got up to four questions to answer this morning, and every single time you get a question right, the next question will be worth double the amount of cash, all the way up to €200. Each question will get a little bit more spicy or harder as the quiz goes on. All right, Michelle?
Okay.
We'll start off easy with question one, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, Michelle, question one for €25. What is the capital of France?
Paris.
Spot on. Absolutely. Just like that, Michelle, you've got yourself €25. Now, would you like to double it and see if you can answer the next question?
I'll double it.
You'll double it. All right.
Okay, Michelle, question two for €50. A period of 12 months is called a what?
A year.
Spot on.
Spot on, Michelle.
Now,
well done.
Things are starting to get a little bit spicy as of now, because I think those were the kind of like the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire questions. The first two are always pretty easy.
Yeah.
Michelle, do you want to double it and go for the next question?
I will. I'll double it.
All right.
All right, Michelle, question three. For €100, the actors Donal and Brendan share the same surname. What is that surname?
Leeson.
Excellent. You're going to get a decent Hoover for this. Yeah. I'm so excited. We're talking Dyson. The big boys are out.
But Michelle, you must answer one more question for us. Do you want to double it and answer another question, or do you want to finish there?
Sure, look, I started with nothing, so I may as well double it.
I love it.
Michelle, I love it. She has her eyes on that Hoover. Here we go with question four.
Okay, Michelle, the top prize for €200 this morning. In a church, what is put into a font?
In a church? Oh, like a script?
So what is put into a font?
In a church?
Yes, in a church.
The Bible. It might get a bit wet.
Look, you're right. There is a Bible in the church. So it's usually at the door of the church.
You might bless yourself with it.
And it's, there's something in it.
Oh, like the holy water.
Yay!
Unbelievable.
Oh, guys, yeah. My nana is going to be so impressed.
I was going to say a good Catholic girl there, named Michelle.
€200 cash. Congratulations.
Congrats, Michelle.
Oh, so great. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks. Bye.
Good luck. I'm happy for Michelle.
Yeah, I am too.
Though she clearly hasn't been to Mass in a long time.
Yeah.
Would you like to win money? Oh, well, thanks to McDonald's. Of course you would. We play tomorrow after 9:30, so be with us then. I'll celebrate McDonald's brand new spicy breakfast. Perfect song for like the big fish, little fish, cardboard box. Big fish.
You turned up the mic there and I think everyone heard me singing.
Milky, just the way you are on Spin 103.8. Good morning.
Here, it's a kind of a summer anthem, isn't it?
It is. It's good, good
and it's getting, we're getting there, aren't we?
I saw the canal by the barge. Yeah. And it was filled with
nature's
people.
Nature's healing.
And I was like, there was no Yuppros with a speaker. It was a guy with a guitar and a microphone and an amp.
What?
At the canal.
Sorry, that's outrageous.
This is how we do it on the south side.
It's becoming hipster over there, is it?
Yeah.
Do you know, I love it. The sun is out and I'm loving the weather, right? And it's May next week, which I'm weak for. But the only thing is, the heat at night is knocking me out.
No, it's not good. Yeah.
It's not good.
No, not good. I had no t-shirt and the window open.
And like, this is the most adult conversation I've ever had, but my duvet is TOG 15.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
TOG 15?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm a cold creature during the winter.
The house.
Yeah, no, honestly, you could camp out underneath there and you would never even know. It's like a blackout curtain except it's a duvet.
Oh my god, yeah, nightmare.
It's heavy.
You need to
it's
get heavy. That the 7.5 tug.
7.5.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
What I'll do now
there
today.
There you go.
1038.
Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
I like where this is going.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Hey, good morning. 8:05 on Monday morning. You're with Dave and Padraig hanging out for Fully Charged. And apparently highs of 14 degrees today. It's been nice the last couple of days.
It's been unreal. Dave, the woman in my local shop, I think, is odd with me.
She's odd with
you? Yeah, she's odd with me, right? So last night...
What does that mean?
So like usually she's a bit of crack, you know what I mean? You kind of don't know what way she's going to take you, right?
Okay.
On any given day. But I feel like I'd cracked her, you know what I mean? She's never happy to be at work. Which is understandable,
love
right?
That.
But last night I'd come home from a run, right? And I'd had a shower, and then I didn't want to put on a fresh pair of socks for the sake of just going to the shop, right?
Yeah.
So I just threw on my slippers.
Oh yeah.
And I went to the shop, and when I went in, I could see that immediately she clocked the slippers, right? So I knew she was going to have something to say. So when I got to the counter, she started saying things like, she was like, "You're all the same. I have a son like you, very lazy." She's like, "Didn't bother getting dressed this morning, no?" And I just turned around to her just because I thought we were having a banter. And I said, "Well, if you spent more time scanning the items on the counter rather than scanning my feet, we wouldn't be in the queue." And she just turned to the guy that was working the shop. She goes, "Martin, serve him." Right? So then
You are so brave.
I just thought we were... we've got a long-standing... I don't know her name, but we've got a long-standing relationship, right? Of just like banter back and forth.
Oh, God.
And then I was like, "Ha, ha, ha." "No, nothing." And then I said, "Okay, I'll see you later." Left the shop. She said nothing to me. And now I can't go back into that shop.
Oh my God.
Because I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, you're barred.
I'm barred from the shop.
In your own mind.
In my own mind. Well, I've made this the big thing now. You know, if she's listening, this is my public apology.
Okay, what are you going to do?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to find a new shop, I think.
Do you think?
Maybe. Unless I just go back and I do some gloating. I'm never wearing slippers to the shop again, though. That's for certain.
No, but just
and it was my first time.
God, you're so quick today.
Yeah. Do you know what? You're very funny.
You look fantastic.
Yeah, I love your hair. That's what I'll do.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
Oh, I just love this game so much. It's 10 questions. Answer all. We'll give you €1,000. Top the leaderboard. We'll give you tickets to see Pitbull at Marley Park this summer. It's called the Tricky 10 and Lena's on to play. Hi, Lena.
Hi.
How was your weekend?
It was busy and good. Me and my partner just kind of went off on a few dates.
Oh, lovely. A
few dates. Around Dublin.
Go on, tell us everything, because I kind of did the same. What did you do?
Okay, we're
going,
guys.
We went to a place, it's a kind of like Lane 7, it's called Super Social.
Sorry.
And like it's dark.
This is nuts. I went to Lane 7 at the weekend. This is great.
This is all I've been listening to all morning, by the way.
Yeah, okay, so you went to Super Social. I love Super Social.
It was amazing.
So good. So what did you do? Did you do the mini golf? Did you do the darts? What did you do?
We did mini golf, darts, and then we got a pizza and a couple of drinks.
Amazing.
See, I could never do that with someone because I'd end up getting too competitive and we'd break off.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, stop. I was fuming. He kept on winning at darts and I was winning at fourth and he just bet me the whole time.
Are you still together?
Yeah,
that's good. That's what I like to hear.
Barely, says Lena.
Yeah, barely.
I was playing Pippa in bowling. I won the bowling, but she won the basketball. You know, the kind of one with the hoop moves?
Yeah.
She was way too good at it. I was atrocious.
You didn't leave her win?
No.
No, okay.
Sure. I was trying to win her the big teddy.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, that's it. Lena, welcome on in to the Tricky 10.
Lena, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer. And if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. Okay?
Okay.
If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a pair of tickets to Pitbull at Marley Park this summer. Plus, if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing.
Okay, it's a new week, so you're going to be top of the leaderboard no matter what.
Yeah, you
okay?
And okay, great.
Yeah, and Dave is going to ask your questions, all right?
And just a few statistics for you. Last week, Monday's player, Darren, was the winner. He's five on Monday, and that was the score of the week as well, so
very
you
nice.
Never know.
So there's zero pressure on you. I'd say, I think that's the reason why they could do really well.
Yeah.
All right, Lena, the very best of luck. Are you ready to do the Tricky 10?
I am indeed.
Here we go, the Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What is half of a dozen?
Six.
How many teams play in the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division?
Oh, 24.
The Apple iPod was a revolutionary MP what player? MP... An MP.
Three.
Yeah. How many brothers make up the band Oasis?
Four.
A cinema screen where the seats move with rain and wind effects is called a what DX?
Could you repeat that one?
A cinema screen where the seats move with rain and wind effects is called what DX? The Order of the Phoenix was what number book in the Harry Potter series?
Two.
How many white stripes are there on the flag of the USA?
12.
The Disney Marvel series WandaVision ran for how many seasons?
Three.
How many darts do you need to throw for the perfect game?
Six.
All right, Lena, how do you think you did?
Absolutely terrible.
You think you did terrible. Come here, how do you do when you take this on in the car or whenever you're listening?
I do okay, but now I'm after just flopping it all.
It's a different game, isn't it, when you're playing it?
All right, you ready to find out your score?
Go on.
0, 1, 2, 3.
A score of 3, Lena. A score of 3. Now, listen, we only got through 9 questions, right? So that's 33.33%.
Yeah, not a pass, but not a terrible fail.
That's more than I ever got in an exam.
Yeah, exactly.
That much. So, Lena, not a bad score. Let's go through some of them answers you got wrong.
Okay, Lena, how many teams in the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division? You said 24.
Unfortunately, it is the Tricky 10.
But it's a Hall of Fame answer.
So welcome to the Hall of Fame.
It's a number that isn't between 1 and 10. It's already been said before, 24, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay. So the answer actually was 10 there, okay, Lena? How many brothers make up the band Oasis? You said 4. The answer was 2. The Order of the Phoenix.
Oh my God.
The Order of the Phoenix was what number book in the Harry Potter series? You said 2. The answer was 5. That was a tricky one, actually. How many white stripes are there in the flag of the USA? You said 12. The answer was 7.
Ooh, 2 Hall of
Fame.
Two
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, double Hall of Fame.
We already have 12 in the Hall of Fame, though, unfortunately.
Oh, the Disney Marvel series WandaVision ran for how many series? You said 3. The answer was 1. And how many darts do you need to throw for the perfect game? Did you play darts at the weekend?
Yeah, I panicked instead of random number.
Okay, right. So the answer you gave us was 6, and the actual answer is number 9.
A 9 darter. That's it, Lena. A score of 3. How do you feel?
A bit brutal.
Well, you'll just have to come back and see if you can beat your score.
I am going to have to.
Look, you're top of the leaderboard now, so enjoy that for at least 24 hours.
Just at least that one.
Lena, have a fantastic day. Thanks for playing.
Thanks so much.
Bye, Lena.
Bye-bye.
All right, score 3. Can you beat it? Tricky in a WhatsApp now to 087-711-1038. Come on and take on the Tricky 10. Win that €1,000 if you get all 10 questions correctly. Top of that leaderboard, win pickets to see Titbull.
Pickets? Pickets?
Pickets to see
Titbull.
Yeah,
good enough. I'm rubbing it in. This is for Emma Nolan.
Pickets? Win pickets to see Titbull at Marley Park this summer. Tricky in a WhatsApp. 087-711-1038. Dave and Podrick hanging out with you at 8:20. The reason Dave and Podrick are hanging out is because Emma Nolan is sick this morning, but hopefully she will be back tomorrow, and hopefully we wish her all the best. Now, when I say we wish her all the best, sometimes I do like to mess with her a little bit.
You do.
And I get a real kick out of it. Now, obviously, we were talking all about this last week. Happening on Saturday the 31st of May, the largest all-women's event of its kind in the world. 28,000 women on the streets of Dublin running for themselves and good causes. Emma revealed last week she's running for the NSPCA, which is really, really cool.
Fast.
It's the National Society for Prevention.
Fair play to her.
Animals. It's really impressive.
I didn't know that she was actually running it.
It's really impressive. So we've been working hard behind the scenes, and very soon the Go Loud app. On the Go Loud app, we'll be launching Spin's mini marathon mega mix, right? This is Emma's baby, where she's basically like coming up with the playlist and good tunes to add to this new radio station that she's launching, okay?
And so it's the idea that people can listen to when they're training, etc.
Basically, it's like the ultimate soundtrack for running and training, etc. Right?
Okay.
So it'll be a radio station full of the biggest songs to get you motivated for a workout for the mini marathon itself. So what I've done, though, is come up with a couple of songs that I think would be really, really tough to run to.
So the exact opposite.
Exact opposite.
So not only is she sick at home, you're doing absolutely nothing to help her.
And so what I'd like to do is add these into the playlist for this Go Loud radio station for the Spins mini marathon megamix.
Without her knowing.
So what I wanted you to do on 087-711-1038 is voice note me on that number. What's a terrible song to run to that we could add to this playlist? So say, for example, right, Sarah last week said this is a great song to run to. AC/DC and Thunderstruck. Where there's what I kind of am thinking is this would be a terrible song to run to.
Hello.
Depends what you're running from. Now that's probably as fast as I could run. I could run to that beat.
So then another example for you, Killian suggested this.
Excellent.
That's MK and Take My Chance. A fantastic song to run to.
Great song.
So my vibe is a terrible song to run to. Anything Billie Eilish, really.
You wouldn't even make it past the first kilometer. I'd be crying at the start line.
So you're getting the vibe. I'm looking for terrible songs to run to.
You are so useless.
The opposite of what people suggested. Like, for example, Sean, we was looking for suggestions for good songs to run to. He suggested this. Bounce.
It's making me want to run now.
Whereas I'm thinking more this.
What if you had it all, but nobody to call? Maybe then you'd know.
Maybe your music taste is why you can't run.
Yeah.
Or you don't run.
It could be the reason. Yeah. I'm looking for terrible songs to run to. 087-711-1038. I'm not looking for this, which is what Naomi suggested last week for good tunes to run to. Greyhound by Swedish House Mafia. I'm looking for the more...
It's chronic.
So these are the songs.
These are all my funeral songs.
I want to add these songs to the playlist that Emma is going to create, and she won't know. She'll be listening to the Go Loud playlist while running for this mini marathon, right? Spins mini marathon mega mix. She's going to be running, and then all she's going to start hearing is... And she'd be like, what the hell is going on?
There'd be no PB's got anyway, that's for sure.
087-711-1038. Voice notice in. What do you think we should add to this playlist? Just, don't tell her about it as well.
Yeah, yeah, keep it to yourself. She's definitely asleep now anyway.
Exactly. She's a terrible song to run to. Voice notice on 087 711 1038. And it's all for a bit of a laugh. Give her a load of songs in her playlist that she would hate to run to. That's the
whole... You're so cruel.
I know, yes.
It's like when the cat's away, the rats are out.
Things like this.
Hello. How are you?
It would be so tough to run
no,
to.
No, would you?
Or...
All around me are familiar faces.
My personal favorite.
Worn out.
Mad World.
You couldn't run to it.
You couldn't. But I really think it would be funny if Emma Nolan is listening into a running playlist and that comes on. Yeah. I think she'd go mad. I could feel like she'd be like Megan in Drake and Josh. She'd be like, David!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like man yells a cloud. David!
Channeling the anger into running.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for terrible songs to run to on 087 711 1038. Eva has a suggestion. Hey, Eva.
Oh, hey, guys. Hello.
Basically, we're looking for terrible songs to run to. You have a suggestion. What is it?
Yeah, Lonely by Akon.
That's a great one.
I would hate this.
But I absolutely love it.
But it's so funny. Emma loves this song.
I don't blame her. It's a cracker, no?
I can't stand this bit.
I know. This brings me back to my youth.
No, I can't stand it. Eva, fantastic suggestion. If that came on, you'd stop running, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Dave's only looking for an excuse not to run, Eva.
Yeah, exactly. Eva, thanks so much. Have a great day.
No worries, guys. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good luck. All right, so voice notice in. That's the kind of vibe. What do you think would be a terrible song to run to if you were ever going to get out there and wanted yourself to be demotivated? What would you listen to? 087-711-1038. Voice notice over. I really, really would love for her to just be... I would love to manage to get an image of her as the song comes on that she hates while she's running.
I love the way she's doing this for charity and you're just making it worse for her.
See, all she has to do is just go, skip.
That's really hard to do when you're actually exercising.
That's fair. 087-711-1038. Let us know a terrible song to run to. Running the Women's Mini Marathon, which is an incredible achievement to be able to say you're going to do, and she's running it all in order of the NSPCA, which is really, really cool. It's the National Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Now, I'd say Emma is feeling pretty cool about herself because she's running the marathon, she's running for charity, she's doing a fantastic thing. It's very impressive. So I can't let her have that.
Yeah, she's a nice person, in other words.
Yeah, she is. She's a good person. And that makes me feel bad, so I'm going to mess with her.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No. How dare she?
The reason being for this, right, so basically Emma is creating her own radio station called Spin's Mini Marathon Megamix, right? It's on the Go Loud. It's going to be on the Go Loud app, Go Loud player. And what I'd like to do is add some songs in that I know if she was running to and they came on that she'd be really confused,
like
and really angry.
Song.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah. So we've been getting your suggestions for really, really bad songs to run to. Things like that.
Hello. How are you?
Imagine running to that.
So bad. You would so bad.
You'd turn around.
No, honestly.
So that's the vibe. We're looking for really, really bad songs. 087-711-103.
I just have visions of people like running in slow motion.
Yeah. It would really slow you down.
It would slow you down, of course it would.
Sally has a suggestion.
Say Something by Grace, Big World and Christina Aguilera, I think would be a great running song.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
I might be a little bit motivated because it's kind of inspiring.
Yeah, a small bit.
I will.
Yeah.
Ruth was on.
I think Boyzone, Father and Son, would be a great one to run to.
Ooh.
If you fall asleep before the end of it.
It's not time to make a change.
Don't tell me to relax and I'm running.
We are still young. That's your fault. There's so much you have to go through.
This is fantastic. Yeah. I'm loving this. Hannah's also on. Morning, Hannah. What is your suggestion?
Oh, Danny Boy.
Oh,
Danny Boy.
Hannah, this is cruelty and I love it.
That's the best one
so
far.
It would just kill the mood.
It really would. Do you run, Hannah? Are you a runner?
I do, yeah.
And what would your vibe be now if that came on?
Oh, I'd probably stop. Turn around.
Go home. Sit down.
Yeah.
Have a little whinge.
I'd stop off the pub.
I go to sleep.
Hannah, fantastic suggestion. Thank you so much. It's on the playlist. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Hannah.
All right, loads more to get to. Hazel was on.
Goodbye, my friend.
Fantastic.
You have been the one.
James Blunt, anything.
Yeah.
You have been the one for me.
Say something, I'm giving.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Dennis also on.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me by Tiny Tim.
By the window,
I thought we were being cruel.
I know.
That's excellent. Yeah. That's fantastic, Dennis. I love that. Cahill's also on.
It has to be Last Request by Paolo Nutini.
Yes.
Because not only is it a slow song, but it literally starts with him saying, slow down.
Slow down. Grab my last request and just let me hold.
One so far.
Sabotage.
And Sean is also on.
What about that song that goes do, 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 and it's like tequila? I think that would be horrible to enter.
It actually probably would, Sean. Big fan of this though. This is my favourite one.
Slow down.
Slow down. Grab my last request and just let me hold.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable there. Impression there.
Brilliant suggestion.
You could just make a playlist of all these songs and anyone that's not doing the marathon could just chill.
But I would honestly love all these songs.
Yeah,
I love so a sad tune. Love a song.
Oh, love it. Ballad. If you ever want to have a cry, there's nothing like it.
To, though. Thank you for your suggestions. Fantastic.
Belated happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank
I
you
missed
so
your
much.
Birthday last week, but Emma Nolan was here. She gave you something from Smith's, didn't she?
She did. She got me one of those things that hangs down. They're like the five bars and then at random points the bars will fall down and you have to grab them.
I did hear her giving it to you and then you said that you already had it.
I did, yeah.
But she also gave you a present that nobody else could have given you.
No, she
no,
gave
have a listen. Have a listen to this.
Well, luckily I got you another present.
Okay.
So
please be a PlayStation.
It is Claire Byrne, everybody!
Oh my God!
Happy birthday.
Oh my God! Top five moments of my life.
I'd imagine so. How long did we do the show together before? Maybe two and a half weeks. You managed to mention Claire Byrne every day.
I know.
Without fail.
I've never
known anyone to love anybody as much as you love Claire Byrne. And I get it. I actually do get it. Like, you know, when you see her, like, obviously you see her on the TV all the time, but she's a really impressive person,
see,
actually.
That's the thing. I said that I think I'd only get starstruck around three people. One of them is Claire Byrne and the other two are Jedward.
What a trio.
Callum surprised me with Jedward and it's like seeing a leprechaun because you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They exist, they're real.
Yeah, in
it's
real.
It's amazing.
Because they're like a myth, aren't they? When I heard it happening on air, I was like, I need to see his face. And then I saw the clip and I never saw anyone's face light up so much in my life. It's as if you won the cash machine.
I know, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was a better reaction than this week's cash machine winner.
Without a shadow of a doubt now, right? As I said, everyone's a fan of Claire Byrne, right? You didn't like the fact before that I told you that I'd met Claire Byrne previous to you.
I've been on her show once or twice, right? I'd imagine I probably won't be asked.
She still wouldn't know who I am. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
There's so many people in and out of that show every day. Like, you just rock and you do your show or whatever and you do your bit and you leave again, in fairness. Like, she's a busy woman,
yes.
Right? But I did have my own Claire Byrne experience last week following your birthday.
Did you?
Yeah, right? So, obviously I come from the newsroom. There's three things that I don't really do in the newsroom, right?
News.
Work. One is they don't send me to anything important, right?
Okay.
So like they'll never send me to meet the Taoiseach or anything because
right.
I won't ask anything to do with politics. You know what I mean, right?
Patrick is the person that goes, what's your favourite chicken fillet roll topic?
I'm typical, right? Yeah, what's your red flag?
What's your clean cut meal?
Tell me what your ick is, you know? Taoiseach, excuse me, Micheál, what's your ick? He's like, Mary Lou. Anyway, the other things I don't do is there's an 11 o'clock meeting every morning, right?
Right.
And all the newsrooms are in the country that are involved in Bower. They're all on this meeting. It's very important. I've never joined the meeting once, right? It's on Zoom and everyone around the table is on the same meeting as everybody else.
Yeah.
I go and I do a lap around the block and get my steps in because I'm afraid anyone's going to ask me a question and it's going to be unfoiled that I don't have a clue what I'm doing. And the other thing is there's a phone on the table downstairs and I never answer the phone.
Okay.
Right? And I always leave it to somebody else. But on last week, there was a day where everyone seemed to be busy, right? And the phone rang and I was like, oh no, I'm next in command here because there's nobody else, right? So I'm going to have to pick up the phone, right? So I'm trying to build up the courage to pick up the phone, right? And I pick it up and there's a woman and she's looking for Claire Byrne's team, right? She's meant to be on the show next week and she wants to speak to a producer on Claire Byrne's show. And I'm like, no bother, but the issue is I don't know how to transfer the phone calls over because I never use the phone.
Of course.
Right?
Oh, it's not a mobile phone.
No, it's not. It's like the desk phone, right? So I'm like, okay, what I'll do is I'll go over to Claire Byrne's team and I'll ask them to call you back. And she's like, yeah, absolutely no bother. Perfect, right? So at this point, I'm like, okay, I need to go over to this table. I need to meet Claire Byrne, right? But it's perfect timing because that day there was an article going around and it said Claire Byrne is slaying in her new job. Right?
Oh, I saw that article. Yeah. Is it too early to say Claire Byrne is slaying in her new job?
And I'm like, okay.
I read it and I was like, I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, I was delighted for her. And it was kind of like the rumbles downstairs. Everyone was talking about it because like slaying is a funny word to use, right? Yeah. So I was like, do you know what I'm going to do? The stars are aligned for me here. I'd never have any other reason to go over to Claire Byrne, but I do today and it's the day that she's slaying, yes. Right? So I walk over to Claire Byrne's table and I approach from behind, which is my first mistake, right? Yes. After answering the phone, of course. And then I'm like, excuse me, so everyone is listening to me. And I just turn to Claire Byrne and I say, Claire, huge slay. Right? Right?
Okay.
And she looks at me and then I realise that she doesn't know what's going on, right? So I just double down and I say, Claire, huge slay.
Oh my
right?
God.
So the sweat is falling out of me. My face is burning bright red and I was like, have you not seen the paper? It's a huge slay. And she just turns and she goes, thank you, I think. Right? I wanted the ground to swallow me up. So now I'm the freak down in that office as well.
Oh, no.
Right? But that, at that point, I was like, maybe what I should do is, in my head, I was like, I'll just tell her that I'm friends with David Hammond.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, actually, no, that's going to make things
that
way
might
worse.
Actually make things
that
worse.
Would made things way worse. Yeah.
So, you don't want another sign for
yeah,
as well.
So yeah. Actually, now at least you're above me in the hierarchy in
great.
The office when it comes to Claire Byrne.
Amazing. I'll just go down to Claire and be like, listen, I'm really sorry about my friend, Padraig.
Yeah, yeah. And she'd be like, what? He'd be like, huge slay.
Yeah, huge yeah. Slay.
What's the opposite of slay?
No idea.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Me neither.
Congratulations.
She's great.
Fiona in the morning.
Hey, good morning. Coming up to 4 minutes past nine for your Monday morning. Dave and Padraig hanging out. Emma's sick, but hopefully back tomorrow.
Good morning. Now, I've started posting on my WhatsApp status. Have you seen this?
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God.
Wait now a second. In my defence, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I didn't even know I was posting on it.
Oh, sorry. Are you doing accidentally?
Accidentally.
Oh, thank God.
And but this is the problem, right? I have no idea how to take it down.
I thought you were going to be like, yeah, I'm just posting on WhatsApp.
No, nobody does this, right? And I've ripped people that I know for it so many times. There was a time where my mum had a picture up of a child and we still don't know who the child is.
Okay.
Right? She was out one day and I think what it was her friend's grandchild.
Okay.
And she was taking photos and she meant to send them to somebody, but she put them up as her status instead.
I don't even know how to do that.
But I don't know either, so I don't know. I don't have any clue, right? But over the weekend, I put up a picture of my dinner, right, as my status, right? Because
okay.
I was trying to send the picture to my sister to show her what I was after making,
yes.
Right? And then I realised I had no idea how to take it down. They do not make it easy whatsoever.
I'm really confused as to like if I've ever done it,
but also
like, I've never seen anyone have.
But what's the point in it?
I've no idea.
Who's going on to have a look to see what people are doing on their WhatsApp status?
It's the new social media app, WhatsApp.
I don't know about that now at all.
It's worse than Google Plus. Do you remember that?
They make it... So, like, the thing about it is, they make it so hard to take it down. You want to make sure that whatever you're posting up there is something that you want everybody in your WhatsApp contacts to see.
Yes.
Because, God forbid, there was a slip there.
So, check your WhatsApp this morning. I think this is a good tip for everyone. Check your WhatsApp. Make sure you don't have a status up. If you do have a status up, we can't help you.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I have no idea how to get
yeah,
rid of
you
it.
Just have to wait the 24 hours. And it'll be a long 24 hours.
But I was texting you and I don't see anything.
No, it was over the weekend. It's down now.
Okay, right.
Thankfully.
It's the same with the 24 hours like type thing.
Yeah, it's a 24 hour thing. I think it's kind of like your story on Instagram.
Right,
it's a WhatsApp story kind of thing.
So it was like for an honest opinion? Was that your status?
That was it, yeah. Yeah. vote in my poll.
Doing hoes.
Yeah, yeah. Ask me a question.
Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's a tough morning for me because today is the day that I start a training program from an actual trainer. And I'm nervous.
Now, you've been weeks talking about this, right?
I have. Well, I've been weeks talking about like kind of trying to get
fit journey.
And trying to get a bit healthier and trying to get trim, right? But last week on the show we had a guy on called Jonathan Maloney and he does Jonathan Maloney coaching.
Okay. Exactly what it says on the tin.
Exactly, on Instagram. And he reached out and he said, right, come on, well, let's start it now. So I said, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Jonathan has gone and he's done me up a program.
What a waste of his time. Jonathan, if you're listening, you have your work cut out for you, Jonathan. Honestly.
Do you want to say what you came in and saw on my desk this morning?
Oh, when I came in this morning, right, there was just a picture of Claire Byrne and a Coca Noodle at 6 a.m. And I was like, okay, right, I know what kind of weekend he had anyway.
No. Okay, I promise you, I wasn't going to eat that. The Coca Noodle is for someone else. But he did give me a program to stick to.
Yeah.
And
now, can I just say already you've broken that program?
I've
go on.
Already broken the program. Mm-hmm. And I've also lied about what I've done. Yeah, right?
Already.
So basically,
like most people wouldn't even have their breakfast by now, and you've already lied about what
you've
eaten this morning.
I've already lied about what I've eaten. Right. It was the first thing I ever logged in the app. And I'm sorry to you, Jonathan.
Yeah.
But it's the first thing I logged. And it was, I thought it was pretty healthy. I thought it was all right. I was like, I'm eating something in the morning. It's good. Apparently, I'm only supposed to have like 26 grams of fat or something for the day.
Yeah. And what did you have?
I had some mixed nuts.
Yeah, okay, right. Red flag. Go on.
So the mixed nuts has put me 6 grams over my fat allowance. And it's now 10 past 9. And the worst thing about it is what I logged was half a cup of nuts.
I watched you log it and you looked up at me and you were like, what? Nuts? And I was like, yeah, you can't have that many nuts. If you saw how many nuts he had. I was like, I've never seen so many nuts. I've never seen so many nuts in somebody's mouth at one time. Right? And he was shoveling them down his gob. And I was like, oh, Jonathan, you poor man.
Oh, so I've already lied about that. So great start.
I was trying to make you feel better. And I was like, yeah, but they're healthy fats. But like, there was nothing
still,
I could do.
It's still the same.
Yeah.
But so obviously he's given me a plan for what to eat. And he's given me a plan for what to do at the gym and things like that. But unfortunately, over the weekend, Pippa was bringing me out for my birthday.
Yeah.
Right? So she was going to bring me all around town and we were going to go for dinner and then we were going to go for drinks and then we were going to meet my family for dinner the next day. So I was like, great.
So you put up about 3 kg over the weekend?
I think I probably did. Yeah. Jonathan was like, grand, let's do it. We start Monday. And I was like, deadly. Free reign, baby.
Yeah.
I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I had a double Big Mac on Friday.
Before
that's,
9.
That's too much Mac.
A double Big Mac. Do they even do them?
They do for a limited time.
That's a kg worth of meat.
Yeah.
Now your protein's through the roof there, I'd say.
Oh, again, no, it's fine. Don't worry. I'm going to start from tomorrow.
Okay, so not today.
So tomorrow, today's kind of a write-off.
Well, it's already a write-off because you've already eaten your calorie allowance. Yeah,
unless I just don't eat at all.
Okay.
And what if I like run it off? If I run off the 6.
Look, I don't know if that counts, but whatever.
Okay.
Now, like, to be honest, are you really going to go on a calorie deficit and run in the one day?
Well, that's the no, probably not. But you know, it's looking really, really tough. Like, did you see the calories I'm allowed to have?
How many is it?
1,581.
Okay, right, okay.
I think I've already gone over that.
You probably have, yeah.
Just with nuts. Apparently nuts are really, really unhealthy.
The nuts would be great for that now.
Okay, so tomorrow, so we all start from tomorrow.
You're going to be absolutely ripped to shreds by the time you go on your holidays.
In fairness, he did say, for this week, just eat what you'd normally eat. He's like, and then we can correct.
So which is what?
As we go. Well, like, I'll go home and I'll have some fish, I'll have some veg, I'll fish and a rice cake.
Fish and a rice cake.
And then I'll have veg and I'll have waffles for carbohydrates.
Okay.
He said I can keep.
You love a waffle, you see.
I do love a waffle.
Look, for as long as I've known you, you've expressed your I suppose, concern that there might be a time where you were told to cut them out.
Yes, but apparently he was like, let's not do that.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, so everything in moderation. The 80-20 rule.
So, yeah, well, there you go. I don't think there'll be a week where I'm hitting 100% goals, but there will be...
Don't cut yourself short here now.
Okay.
You know?
Have you ever had a trainer?
Yeah, I've had a trainer.
And how is it?
Well, like, if you're dedicated to it, like, it's easy.
And what if you're not?
If you're not, it's not great. You know? Like, let's just say, Jonathan, let's not use David's after photos for any promo or anything, because I wouldn't be holding out for a hero.
Dave, you're the first person to get after photos and they're worse. How are you fatter? Yeah.
It's the nuts.
I know.
Too many nuts. Get away from the nuts. Now, I have a replacement theory.
A replacement theory.
Yeah, a replacement theory. I think that I'm being replaced. I actually know I am being replaced and it's happening in front of my very eyes.
In what form?
Like, so, your siblings are younger than you, aren't they? So you don't have, like, a niece or nephew yet?
No.
No, right? So I've got a niece and a nephew, right? Mad about them, don't get me wrong, right? But it's always mad to see, like, your own parents treat their grandchildren the complete opposite way to how they would have treated you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I was at home, as I said, for the weekend, and like my niece would be like, I want an ice cream, and it's like 7 a.m. My mom's like, yeah, I'll get it for you. right? Whereas I'd be like I'd have been, the only thing I would have got at 7 a.m. is a wooden spoon.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
You know, and it's never a case of, yeah, you can have one. It's like, I get it for you.
Yeah,
right. And they like, they'll go and get, and like literally wait on hand and foot. And I see my dad doing the exact same thing. And like, this is bizarre, because I mean, it's the opposite of the way you would have treated
it's so
me.
So funny, because I remember my granny used to give us Pringles for breakfast, and we were like, and she was from Cork. Maybe unhealthy breakfast is the thing you do. But I remember mum would be like, for God's sake, stop giving them Kit Kats and Pringles for breakfast.
This is it. But see, my sister has to have a word with my own mother now, being like, you have got to stop giving them children sweets. You know what I mean? At 7 a.m. in the morning, you know?
I love this.
It's like all rules go out the window when you become a grandparent, apparently, anyway, right?
I suppose because you don't have to look after. You're just like there for a couple of hours and off you pop.
Feed them with a load of sugar and then just head off, like, and it's absolutely grand, right? So I'm also trying to be the cool uncle, right? But also I'm like, why am I jealous of a 3-year-old? It's a bit sad, you know. But I was at home at the weekend and I was like looking around. I was in my, like, the living room, and I was looking and all these photos are different. Like, all the photos around, like, you know, the family photos are different, right? And there's a couple of photo frames that I would have bought my parents as gifts over the years, like a nice gift for, like, a Mother's Day or whatever.
With
a photo of me or a photo of my family in it. And I noticed that all these photos have been replaced. And instead of me in the photos, there's pictures of other children, right? So my niece and nephew, right, they feature a lot. But also there's pictures of children that I don't even know in there, like cousins' kids.
On your mantelpiece.
On my mantelpiece, right? I can't name 45% of that photo.
Oh my God.
And they're in place of mine. So I did a bit of investigating. I opened the back of the photo frame. Not only did they not take my, or not only am I not in the photo anymore, they just put the photo over my photo and left the photo
So you're still in the frame.
I'm still in the frame. You just can't see my face. Right? And I was looking around. So we did a tally at the weekend. I'd say I was probably in at least 6 of the photos before. Okay. I'm down to 2.
How many photos are we talking?
There's at least, I'd say, 12 photos in the room.
Oh, right.
There's,
so you're 50%.
Right. So there's ones on the mantelpiece. There's a couple, like, on a little cabinet, and there's one or two on the wall. Right. Right? My sister then was traumatised because she realised that she's only in one photo. Right? So we were kind of saying, we're actually being replaced by these kids, and they're only 3 years old.
Although, I will say, because Pippa has a niece and nephew, and I love them so much, as if they're my own kids. And if they ask for anything, I'm like, you can have 12 of them.
It's chronic. And you're also bankrupt from them.
Yeah.
They bankrupt you, and they know exactly how to ask for things.
The only reason I'm not giving you more chocolate is because I think your parents will kill me.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I had my way, you could have whatever you want all the time.
And like, all they have to do is ask, and you're going to slip it to them. I'm like, I'll take the wrath for this. Absolutely no bother.
Maybe that's what they asked. Maybe they said, can we have more photos on the mantelpiece there, please, Granny?
That's probably what they did ask. They see me coming and they're like, this fool will give me whatever they want. Yeah. Whatever I want. Without a doubt. Do you know what I mean? They're way more clever than you think, those kids.
Awful clever. This is Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Dave and Patrick hanging out. You like that one?
I actually love that one. And it's like, I wouldn't be a huge fan of BTS.
No, it's decent.
Is that from, does it stand for behind the scenes?
No, not them.
No.
Wow.
See, there you go, I don't have a clue. I'm not a fan at all, but I do like that song. It makes you want to go swimming.
It is good too. All right, Wellfest is back, and Spin are the official media partner. We're very excited about that. Wellfest, if you don't know, it's Europe's largest health, fitness and wellness festival. It's on Saturday 9th and Sunday 10th of May at the Royal Hospital Kilmainham.
It's going to be filled with energy, movement and music, with a vibrant lineup of fitness experiences, wellness activities, expert talks. I'm laughing so much because, like, I just know that's your idea of hell. Expert talks and live entertainment, all set in a dynamic outdoor environment.
As I told you, I'm on the fitness buzz.
No, you
now.
Are. You know, we should, so maybe is, we should just make you go.
This is a bit of me now.
Do you know what? Next year you could be leading on the
stage.
Stage.
I'll be the new Joe Wicks.
You could. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's get this couple of weeks
He's
over.
Doing
first.
5.5 hour marathons. Like.
Yeah, so true. Actually,
I could do that. Like.
Yeah.
All right, April's on to play with Wellfest. How are you, April?
Good, not too bad.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was quiet.
Did you do anything?
Sitting
nice?
Out in the garden.
Oh, lovely.
What a weekend for it.
Yeah, it was so, so nice.
I know. So nice.
And April, are you a fitness person? Are you a Wellfest goer? What's your vibe?
I like to get into a bit of it, all right. And I've started going to the gym
Very
but
nice.
But I heard it was on and I'd love to go.
Brilliant. All right, well, let's see if we can get you these weekend passes, okay? Basically, we're going to be shown in studio words to do with Wellfest and wellness. It could be speakers at the festival, it could be healthy foods, workouts, etc. We're going to describe them to you not using those words, all right? You have to get three correct in 30 seconds to win those weekend passes. Who would you like to do your describing this morning, Dave or Padraig?
Oh, either one.
All right.
Choose.
We do one each.
I'd love to.
All right, let's go. 30 seconds on the clock. Callum is going to show us something. I'll describe the first one. You do the second one. I'll do the third. 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. April, the best of luck. All right. These are not trousers. They're much smaller than trousers.
Shorts.
Yes, correct.
This is a vegetable that you would eat. It's green and you could boil it and it's got like a head on it and...
Green or broccoli.
Yes. And this one is H2O.
Water.
There you go. Just like that. Easy.
Smashed
easy.
It.
Woo! You've won yourself weekend passes to Wellfest. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome, April. Have a fantastic day.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Bye,
you too.
April. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, if you want to win your passes tomorrow to Wellfest, then all you got to do is listen in from 7:30, all right? A little bit of an earlier start. If you want your Wellfest weekend passes, we got them sorted.
You'll be up early if you want to go to Wellfest.
There you go. You'll be already running, probably run a marathon.
Yeah, absolutely.
I went back to that restaurant, Dean, last night.
As in the rooftop one?
The rooftop one,
yes.
at Grand Central Station, at the Central Bank.
You'd been there before?
I was there yeah. a couple of weeks ago. And the one thing that I will say is like I loved it both times, but the one thing they're still doing... is they're still bringing me my chips in like a paper cone.
Okay.
And it's a bit too Eddie Rockets for me.
In a paper cone.
See,
I've been there, but only for a drink and I haven't eaten there.
This is a lovely bar and a lovely restaurant, yeah. And a lovely experience with lovely people working there.
Yeah.
And then when you order your steak, it's presented to you wonderfully. And then you also order chips and it's presented to you in a paper cone.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
I think so too.
But it's just, yeah, cheap as it. It's like, remember everyone was serving steak on a platter or like on a slab of wood
what
there for a while.
What was going on with that?
That was awful.
I didn't enjoy that.
No.
I actually kind of freak out a little bit when a restaurant brings you over like a slab or something with like a candle underneath it to keep it hot.
Yeah.
I know why they're doing it, but I'm like, oh God, I didn't agree to cook.
There's a lot going on. Or have you ever gone into a Chinese restaurant, for example, and it comes out and it's sizzling?
Yes.
And I'm like, this
terrifying.
I'm going to get third degree burns here.
It's from literally just out of the
kitchen. And they're like, don't touch it. I'm like, I have to touch it because you've told me not to.
They're shaking it. When I add salt and pepper.